Baptist Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Prophetess Demetria. I thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace on this beautiful Wednesday. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you all. I want to thank you for being here and supporting me. I feel so happy. I'm so happy today that I was able to make it here. How about you? I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you. I see Anne. I see Valerie. I thank you for all these states being represented here. I see California in the house. I see Wisconsin in the house. I see Nevada in the house. Woo! Yay! Glory to God. I see Texas in the house. Yay! Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. North Carolina's in the house. South Carolina's in the house. Oh, thank you so much for your support. My family's in the house. Thank you so much for your support. All right, all right. I hope you all had a great week so far. I hope you all had a great weekend. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I just thank you so much. As you know, I am Prophetess Demetria. And if you would like to communicate with me, I have several ways that you can communicate with me. I want to give you my email address. It is prophetic55@gmail.com. Also, again, I'll give that again. It's prophetic55@gmail.com. That's prophetic55@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to call on Wednesday mornings, this is every Wednesday morning, I have a prayer and Bible study line, and that number is 424-284-5500. Again, that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That number is 424-284-5500. And on that line, we pray prayers. We also take prayer requests. We give praise reports. We study the Word of God. We just have a great time in that hour. Again, that's at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that number is 424-284-5500. And also, I have a prayer request line, or if you would like to request just to, even to talk to me, that line is 702-801-7767. Again, that is 702-801-7767. And I also have another announcement. March 7, 2020, Authority Grace is hosting a patio brunch. And we're just going to be able to feast on the Word of God as well as feast and fill our bellies full. Amen. And if you want to talk to me live today, you can also dial 1-888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Thank you so much for that time to be able to give you those announcements. And as you know, here we believe in great grace, amen, and that's what I've been teaching on, speaking on, and also enlightening you. I'm here to stir up the gift in you, amen, and I do pray that when you leave this broadcast that you are stirred up. And you say, oh, well, what do you mean, Prophetess Demetria? I mean stirred up in the gift that's on the inside of you, stirred up to study the word of God, stirred up to be able to put the word of God at work in your life. Amen. Stirred up to be able to share this word that you received to share with others. Amen. When I give you the scriptures, you can take those scriptures and share them with other people. Amen. And use them mightily in your life. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing for Authority Grace. We're building a website, authoritygrace.org. Also, I want to introduce my book that is in the making, and it is called Distractions, Beware. Amen. And there's lots of testimonies about how distractions can change your life for the better or for the worse, but most of the time it's for the worse. Amen. It slows us down and sets us back. Amen. And soon I'll be reading some excerpts from that book. Also, I want to encourage you in the word today, and we're going to go to James 4, 7. And it's, most of the time I read out of the Amplified Bible, amen? And I just want to say that James 4 and 7 says, so be subject to God, resist the devil, meaning stand firm against him when you're being enticed. When you feel him rising up, when you feel anger, stand firm against it. The word of God covers you. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And then draw close to God. Pull in, pull in, pull in. Come on, pull in. Put the word at work for you. He left it here for us. Amen. He left it here for us. Amen. So I want to encourage you to add James 4 and 7. Matter of fact, James 4, 7, and 8, add that to your daily scripture reading or your nightly scripture reading. Those words encourage you. They enlighten you. They make you feel like, you know, you have somebody there with you that's covering you. Amen. Because he loves us. He cares for us. He has our best interests at hand. Amen. Glory to God. He is our righteousness. Amen. He is our righteousness if we believe that by faith. Remember, we have to believe that by faith, that he's our righteousness and we can stand complete in him. And we're righteous because he's on the inside of us. Amen. And so I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. I'm excited about the knowledge of God that he lays out for us. Amen. And so I want to read a scripture here. This scripture that I want to read to you is a scripture that I believe by the power of God that we need to know. This is a scripture that I believe that we should speak out of our mouths continually, especially when we're having challenges and battles in our life. We need to quote this scripture. And this scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:21. And when you read this scripture, I want you to read it by faith, knowing in the name of Jesus that God's got you. You have no need to worry. You have no need to fret. Amen. Trust God. In all things, trust God in everything. Amen. And so 2 Corinthians 5:21, we're going to read it by faith. For he hath made him to be sin for us. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. God made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And in that word, he meant that he made that Christ was sinless. Amen. He was sinless. And if you read Hebrew 1 and 9, it lets you know that Christ was sinless. He knew no sin. Amen. And he became sin for us for that moment on that cross. His blood was shed for us. And he rose again on the third day, what? With new life in his hand. But he knew no sin. Amen. Glory to God. Anna, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
I would like for you to read that scripture, Hebrews 1 and 9, about Christ's sinlessness. Amen.
Okay. Blessings, everyone. Here we go. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
Amen. Thank you, Anna. And that oil of gladness, that's that anointed oil of gladness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're glad that he did this for you. Amen. You're glad that he sent his son who knew no sin to become sin for us. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited about the grace of God. God's grace being sufficient for us today. Amen.
Amen.
And we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. It's today when we say yes. Yes, Lord. We say yes to your will. Yes to your way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your righteousness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, today that this word is falling on good ground. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That the listener is receiving by the Holy Ghost, he's receiving, he or she is receiving this word. Amen. It's falling on good ground. Glory to God. It's getting in your ear gate. And then what happens is, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When you read it for yourself, now it's in your eye gate. And you read it out loud, it's in your mouth gate. Hallelujah. And then what is that doing for you? That's causing you to confess this word in the name of Jesus. You're confessing that it's true. Is real. And then you begin to walk by faith, just believe in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His grace is sufficient for you. There's no emptiness in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for his grace. I thank the Lord for his righteousness. I thank the Lord for justification. And all this is by faith. Amen. We believe by faith. We trust and believe God. And what happens? We see the move of God take place in our lives daily. Amen? And when I say daily, I mean all day. All day, the move of God is taking place. He takes us from point A to point B in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And he brings us back safely. We have traveling mercy, traveling grace. Come on, somebody. I thank the Lord for who he is and who I am in Christ Jesus. Righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anna, would you like to have words on that 1 minute?
Just his grace is I don't know if I shared with you about the testimony about that grace, and we had that grace today with the homeless man. I don't know if you want me to share that yet or you want me to wait.
We'll wait. We'll wait till we get middle ways in here.
But his grace is what it. When we wake up, we have his grace. And you go out the door, you have his grace. His grace. His grace. It's like I don't know how who I would be without his grace. It's a song that says that. Where would I be if not for his grace?
Yes.
You know, it's like we all fall short, but it's his grace. It's not nothing to do with us.
Amen.
And when his grace is upon your life, you glow. And people see that light on you.
Yes, yes.
His grace is sufficient.
And yes,
that joy,
it is.
That joy, you can laugh through anything. That's because of his grace. When you're going through the darkest time and you can still giggle, that's his grace.
Yes.
You know he got
yes.
you. Because he's God. He's
yes.
God. There is no other.
There is no
you
other. Praise God.
You can have joy. The joy of the Lord truly is our strength. It truly is. It
yes.
truly is. And he takes out that heart of stone. He takes out that heart of stone. And he gives you the heart of flesh.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he does. Thank you so much for
Nothing
sharing.
lacking, nothing missing. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, sister.
Want to thank Anna for that word. That's great. It's encouraging. God's grace, it gives us guidance. His grace.
Yes.
When we say his grace is sufficient, I have some scriptures I want to give you. And if you would write these scriptures down, Psalm 23:3. He said, he renews our strength. He guides us along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Amen. That is God's grace for guidance. Bringing honor to his name. He guides us. He leads us into all truth. Amen. So that way we're not able to, when he said not bringing shame to him, meaning that we live that right life. What's the right life? By grace, we live a life of truth and honor in Jesus' name. We can't do it without Jesus. Amen. We can't do it without Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then I have another scripture, grace for guidance. And remember, guidance, when I say grace for guidance, that guidance is to point out the way, to keep straight, meaning you don't lean to the left, you don't lean to the right. But you stay on that right path. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, I taught you that he is the light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our pathway. And if we keep on this straight pathway, there's no good thing that he will hold from us. Amen? No good thing will he withhold from us. Because we're staying on the straight and narrow path. We're being led and guided by the grace of God. His grace being sufficient for us. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited about what he's doing in your life, because I know that as I stir up the gift in you, you're ready to go and watch God guide you through your next level. Amen. Your next season. Come on, somebody. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that rests on my life to be able to minister to his people daily. Amen. And I'm ministering truth by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you know, I'm excited about the grace for guidance. When he says in Proverbs 3, and he told us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. And how do we lean not to our own understanding? We stay in a mode of prayer, praying without ceasing. Some people say, well, praying without ceasing, that's all day. You know, I have to go to work. I have to do. But let me tell you something. Praying without ceasing is when you are chopping it up with someone else about the word of God, about what God is doing in your life. That's praying, honoring him, acknowledging him, whispering little prayers as you're moving through your job, as you're moving through your day. Amen. When you say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's acknowledging him. That's praying without ceasing. Amen. That's putting him first in every situation. Glory to God. And when he said, lean not to your own understanding, you're going to seek out the word of God for the truth. That way, it's not your understanding. It's the understanding that comes from the word of God. It comes from Jesus. He gives you his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. Amen. Glory to God. And then he said, in all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. Don't take it upon yourself just to, oh, well, I'm going to just do this and we're going to see what the end going to be. No, 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 no. We're going to trust God. We're not going to lean to our own understanding, and we're going to seek his face. Lord, I want to hear from you, Father God. I need your instruction in the name of Jesus. When I open my mouth, I want you to speak through me, Father God, because I trust you. Amen. I trust you. Didn't Abraham trust him? Abraham trusted God. Glory to God. He trusted him. He didn't lean to his own understanding, but he trusted God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Glory to God. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I read that out of the NIV. Amen. Glory to God. So I just want to say I thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up in this place, ministering to your people today in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that this word is enlightening to your people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you that they continue to get an understanding on knowing that they are righteous because you're on the inside of them and you make them righteous, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Him on the inside of you makes you righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have no need to fight in your battles. You have no need to go backwards. Amen. When you start feeling yourself leaning to the back, then you just stand firm on his word. Seek him early. Call on him and he will answer you. And he'll show you great and mighty things. 1 Peter 5 and 7, I gave you that scripture a couple of weeks ago, to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen? He cares for you, and his grace enables you to move, hallelujah, in the right things of him. Amen? Trust him. Remember, I shared with you about his grace is divine. Nothing missing. Amen. Nothing broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for his word. I thank the Lord for his grace. And he freely gave us this grace. His grace was freely given when he sent his son. Glory to God. I hope y'all are catching this thing. He sent his son who knew no sin. His son is sinless. And he sent him. Wrapped him in this human flesh and said, go down because my people need to be saved. Amen. We couldn't do it in ourselves. And today we cannot do it in ourselves. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. Amen. And that's the reason why his grace gives us the authority. Glory to God. To receive him, to accept him, to acknowledge him. And lean not to our own understanding. His grace gives us that authority. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. I noticed my sister, Valerie, is on the line. Would you like to have words? Give some input on grace, God's grace? Hallelujah. Welcome.
No, I am just enjoying listening to how the Lord is using you, and I'm very excited for you that you are in his will and you're doing his will, and that's all I have to say. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Praise God. All of him and none of me. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Glory Amen. To God. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. I'm excited because my sister's a witness that God has brought her a mighty long way. She knows him as a healer in the name of Jesus. She knows him as a provider. She knows him. Hallelujah. She knows him. Hallelujah. He's a keeper. Come on, somebody. He'll keep you even when you don't want to be kept. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited
I'm
about
it. I'm not at home, but I did promise that I would be online. And I, if I keep Jesus. Cutting in and out, I'm putting you on on mute because I'm I'm in the store, but everybody in the store is a witness to what God is saying.
Amen. Praise God. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let them catch the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God's divine grace.
God is a way maker, and I know him for everything he promised in his word to be, everything that you claimed and named. I have Amen. Experienced it of being my total provider and way maker.
Yes,
and
yes.
I just thank God
Glory
for him.
God.
I thank him for you. And you know what? I can praise him anywhere I go, and I don't have Amen. No shame. I'm not ashamed of him in no way.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you, sister.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. God empowers us. Amen. And we don't have to be ashamed. Hallelujah. We can praise him anywhere we go with anyone that we're with. Amen. Our light shines bright. He said, I'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. Amen. He said, his light. What does it do? It permeates the darkness. Amen. And darkness what? It cannot comprehend the light. Ah. And when I started looking up about how darkness cannot comprehend the light, darkness can't put this light out. Amen. You can walk into a place. It can be dark. But by the time you get in there and start moving around, that light shining through you, you're being a witness in the name of Jesus to who God is in your life. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we have no need to be ashamed. Glory to God. Because he sustains us. He keeps us in perfect peace. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And when I talk about being empowered, his grace empowers us. His grace empowers us to do right here what I'm doing right now. I'm empowered by the grace of God. I'm called by him in the name of Jesus. And he called me by my name. Hallelujah. Some of y'all may not know Demetria. Hallelujah. But God knows my name. And he called me by my name. Amen. And he said, I need you to do this. And I go and I do it in the name of Jesus, not in the name of Demetria. But you need to know that Demetria is in the house. Hallelujah. The glory of God shines bright in me. And everyone that knows me knows that I know him. I represent him well in the name of Jesus. There's nothing missing and nothing broken in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I refuse to be broken. Glory to God. Because he is my righteousness. I stand complete in him. And that's the reason why I'm passing this word on to you, because I want you to stand complete in him, knowing that he is your righteousness. And there is nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. Glory to God. Because his grace is sufficient for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the listeners today. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that they will receive this word, hallelujah, as a meal in the name of Jesus, and that they would walk away full and encouraged in the name of Jesus, enlightened in the name of Jesus, and ready to seek this word and to search the word out and seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's listeners out there that want to know him, and they want to know him personally. And the way you want to know him, the way you get to know him personally is you pray. You surrender all to him and you repeat after me. You say, Lord, hallelujah, for you I live and for you I die in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you died for me. Hallelujah, way back on Calvary. Glory to God. And I'm excited, Father God, to know you. And I want to get to know you, Lord. And I believe you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I welcome you into my life, into my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those listeners that confess that you are Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that there is nothing missing and nothing broken in their lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That they would call upon your name and that they will not trust their self, but they will trust the Jesus in them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's real. He's real. Let me tell you, he's real. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you want to call this request line and talk live and tell us that God has did this for you in the name of Jesus, you can dial 888-627-6008. Glory to God. And you can give your testimony and say, he did it for me. I accepted him as my personal savior. Hallelujah. And he lives. Christ Jesus lives today in the name of Jesus. You might say, I want to experience that grace that you're talking about. It's in you. The grace of God is in you. Just begin to move throughout your life as a believer in Christ Jesus. Knowing that all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. And remember that he empowers you. He enables you to be able to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he lives today. Jesus is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's your righteousness. Amen. That's your justification. He's your righteousness, and you can believe that by faith. Glory to God. Standing on the word of God. Glory to God. And you might want to write these scriptures down. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Glory to God. We're talking about righteousness. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:12. Glory to God. Romans 4:25. Romans 8:3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And remember, saints, that as you begin to draw close to him, hallelujah, and you pull him in close, hallelujah, and you receive that personal relationship with him that's second to none, hallelujah. You can be in a relationship with people, friends, boyfriends, friends, and all that, but there's nothing like the love of God in the name of Jesus. There's nothing like having Jesus in your life, and he will replace all that hurt, all the loneliness. Amen. Glory to God. And when I was talking about my book, Distractions, and I was, as I was writing, loneliness is a distraction. Come on, somebody. You get distracted by loneliness because the enemy tells you nobody wants to be with you. Nobody wants to be around you. That's a distraction, because then you start trying to make yourself be accepted somewhere. But trust and believe, God will send you that person that you need in your life for such a time as this. All you got to do is draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. Amen. And you let him in. Hallelujah. Don't resist him, but let him in. And watch him move in your life. And he will cause you and enable you, hallelujah, to look at others and look through the lenses of grace. When you look at others, you're looking through the lenses of grace. I learned that today from one of my sister evangelist friends in North Carolina. And I learned that today, that he enables us to through the lenses of grace. Glory to God. I thought that was pretty powerful. The lenses of grace. Come on, somebody. And who's grace? Jesus. So we're looking through his lenses as we look at others. It calls us to love the unlovely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know we need that? Amen. Glory to God. So I'm excited about what God is doing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him for his grace, his mercy. Glory to God. Feel free to call in, hallelujah, and let us know that you have accepted the righteousness of Christ Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you for your people, your listeners today. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that you sent your son who knew no sin to become sin for us. I thank you, Father God, that we have learned to cast all our care upon you because you care for us. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing your people. There are listeners on here, Father God, that are believing you for healings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through their bodies even now. In the name of Jesus, there's someone experiencing leg cramps, but I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that those leg cramps are gone in the name of Jesus. They're no longer experiencing leg cramps in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that blind eyes are being opened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of discouragement is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Someone is feeling very discouraged, but I'm here to tell you today that you no longer have to feel discouraged. Glory to God. He's taking it all away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pull into him hard. Pull into him hard. And how do you do that? In the name of Jesus, through the word of God, through prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. That you're taking this spirit of discouragement away from me now. I no longer suffer from discouragement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you pray that prayer, hallelujah, know by faith that you have been released from the spirit of discouragement. Know that you have been released from the spirit of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. And if I can't emphasize it more and more and more, it's that do not operate in doubt. Trust and believe God. He does that that you request. He said before you are even asked, he's already answered you. Amen. He has our best interest at hand. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, as I shared with you earlier, we believe Matthew 18 and 19. Glory to God. He said, where there are two or more gathered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's in the midst. And before you call, you call on him, he's already answered you. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Put the word to work in your life. Hallelujah. You know, I was sharing with a friend of mine, and I was saying that, you know, Jesus died on the cross. He rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. He knew no sin. He became sin for us for that moment. So he's done it all for us. Amen. So all we have to do is believe. Hey, that's the easy part. Just believe that Jesus is. Just believe that he's handling it for you. Amen. Glory to God. Believe that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. Believe God. Trust him. Obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I see Sister Joan has come in. Would you like to have words? Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us. She's probably on mute. But I praise God for all of you in that would like to have words. The telephone number that you can call and talk to me live is 888-627-6008. Amen. Call and give us your testimony. Call and give us a praise report. Hallelujah. Tell us your prayer request. We'll pray for you right now. We'll pray agreement prayer. There's enough of us on here to be in agreement with you. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord that she attended. I thank the Lord that she's here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there anyone else that would like to have words? Glory to God. Come on. Talk to Prophetess Demetria. Give us your testimony. This is authority grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're standing on the word of God. It's all him and none of us. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your divine grace, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have freely given us your grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have empowered us for service in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just so excited about the things of God. I'm excited about the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read some more scriptures here. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to read another scripture pertaining to grace. Hallelujah. God has given us grace for the impossible. Amen. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God has said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And if you continue to read that, it's over in the Romans. Amen. And Abraham believed God. And I like to mention Abraham because he had so much faith. Amen. And he believed God. He believed God. He didn't doubt. And if you want to study on faith, having faith and believing God, glory to God, just study that book. Study it. Get in that word of God. And I'm telling you, take it from Genesis to Revelation, and then go back and go from Romans to Revelations. I'm telling you, it's so many amazing, encouraging stories in there to let you know, to build you up in your most holy faith. Amen. Trust in God all the way, leaning not to your own understanding. In the name of Jesus, I want you to know that he's a healer. In every area of your life, he will heal your finances. Amen. His grace is sufficient. He will heal your finances. He will heal you everywhere you hurt. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I see Sister Elise has joined us. Sister Elise.
I've been on, but I was on the other number, and I just realized, because I was speaking to you, but you didn't hear me, so then I dialed the 88 number.
Praise God.
But I've been on listening.
Praise God. Well, I'm so glad to have you here. And listeners, I want you all to know that this is a longtime friend of my mother's, a prayer partner, a mighty woman of God. She believes strongly in prayer. She knows about the grace of God. And she's been in my life since I was 15 years old. In the name of Jesus. And I tell you, this is a prayer warrior, a praying woman. And she can attest to that. When you pray, God hears us and he answers the prayer. He's a right now God. Amen. Hallelujah. She's a living testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And again, I want to encourage you all to join me on Wednesday mornings. I have a prayer line, the Anointed Word Speaks Prophetic. It's a prayer. We study the Word of God. We have conversations. And that number is 424-284-5500. And that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're more than welcome to join us. Just if you just want to tune in and listen, and then eventually you'll begin to want to share the mighty things that God is doing in your life. You can leave prayer requests at prophetic55@gmail.com. And I will respond. I'll pray over your prayer requests in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'll stand with you. Glory to God. We have many prayer warriors here on this line, and they will stand with us. We will stand with you. Amen. And you will see a move of God take place in your life immediately. And there are several people on this line that can attest that God is a right now God. We were in prayer, and while we were in prayer, the prayers were being answered. While we were talking, God was answering a prayer, and the phone call came through. That's how fast that happened. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, he's a right now God. He's spontaneous.
Yes,
he doesn't have to wait on no one. Glory to God.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. So always feel free to come every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 424-284-5500. Hallelujah. Oh, all right. Welcome, Dion. Hallelujah. Another guest. Hallelujah. Another guest that can attest to the prayer of that God answers prayer immediately. God answers prayer right now. Hallelujah. Have words, Dion.
I'm sitting in the barber chair right now. I was on the other number like the other young lady. And basically, yes, just want to know, you know, that I'm tuning in, just got off work, sitting in the barber's chair, and just enjoying it.
Amen, amen. And for those of you that don't know, Dion is my baby brother. That's my younger brother. Amen. And I think my older brother's on here, too, but I believe he's at work as well. But I just want to praise God for what he's doing in my family. God is moving mightily in my family. I believe I have some aunts on here, some cousins on here, and they can tell you that we believe strongly in prayer. We watch God move in our lives. Our grandmother and grandfather brought us up in the Word. Our mom brought us up in the Word. We were a family that when they say pray together, we prayed. We studied the Word of God. Whenever we got together, the family, my granddad would pull out his Bible, and I'm telling you, that was never too far away from him. It was always either under his arm or in his lap. And I'm telling you, he taught us that Word of God. And that's where I learned it's a scripture in the Bible that, and every scripture says, everlasting to everlasting. And I used to get excited when he would read that because I took on that word, everlasting to everlasting, forever, ever. Amen. That's who Jesus is. He's everlasting to everlasting. I'm excited about God. I'm excited that he has allowed me to be in your ear gate in the mighty name of Jesus to share him with you. Amen. And I believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And this is my life. Glory to God. I am who God says I am. And I can do the things that God said I can do. And then in Philippians 4:13, what he say? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And your strength, hallelujah, is real when you trust God. Hallelujah. And I just encourage you continually to put him first in your life. Amen. And his strength is real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you think you cannot stand, glory to God. Keep on standing because God is there for you. Read 2 Chronicles 20:20. When you've done all to stand, stand therefore. And then while you're standing, amen, gird up the loins. Hallelujah. And know that your loins are girded about with truth. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6:10. You know, put the whole armor of God from the garment on, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, knowing that the enemy has no grounds and no authority in your life because you're covered with the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. He is your righteousness, and you can stand complete in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Ephesians 6:8, put on the helmet of salvation upon your head, and let your feet be shod with the perspiration of the gospel of what? Peace in the name of Jesus. And it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You cannot even explain the peace of God. Hallelujah. Because it's second to none. Glory to God. And then when you gird your loins about with truth, that's the word of God that's all wrapped on around you in the name of Jesus. And all you got to do when you're putting this armor on is remember that once you put it on, it doesn't come off. Glory to God. You can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus lives. Glory to God. He is. Believe that he died. Believe that he rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. And who did he raise for the new life in his hand? Why did he do that? It was for you. It was for me. Glory to God. We have no need to fight in any battle. Glory to God. When we take on, hallelujah, the the whole armor of God, when we put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want you to be encouraged in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus is real. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that when you accept him, there's nothing missing. There's nothing broken in your life. You want for nothing. Glory to God. He will sustain you. Why? Because he's a sustainer. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put on that whole armor. Put on the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And then when you put that shield of faith on, guess what it do? You quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. When them darts be coming at you from work, people shooting darts at you, but you got on the whole armor of God, guess what happened? That shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart. You know what quenching means? Means that when they shoot that dart at you, because you have on the armor, you have that shield of faith on, it quenches it, meaning it puts the fire out. It don't have no sting to it. Come on, somebody. And they'll be just shooting all these darts at you and trying to do all kind of wicked, evil things to you. And none of it will prosper in the name of Jesus, because you have on the whole armor of God, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you today, accept him as your personal savior in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, he's soon to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for whose we are in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that your grace is sufficient for us. I thank you, Father God, that this word fell on good ground. I thank you, Father God, that there was not a deaf ear in the house in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that as they go away from this radio broadcast, Father God, they will be enlightened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their life will not be the same. And why do I say? Because I say that they will grab that word and they will study it to show thyself approved, a workman that shall not be made ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this is truth today. This is what you're receiving today. You're receiving truth. Because how do I say it's the truth? Because it's the word of God. Hallelujah. Let it get on the inside of you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for authority grace. We thank you, Father God, for the listeners. Amen. I thank you, Father God, Amen. In the name of Jesus, that they came one way, but they're going to go out another way. They will not be the same ever again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Their hearts were changed today. Lives were changed today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Father God, that every household that's represented on this line today is covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Father God, that you order each and every one's step through the word of God. I thank you for a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until we meet again, hallelujah, glory to God. In 2 weeks, I hope to know that you're here. I hope that you join me here at Authority Grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Be blessed.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.